We're talking with David Swanson, one of the nation's preeminent peace activists involved with World Beyond War. David, why don't you just give us a brief introduction about some of your peace work?
Sure. I'm the executive director of World Beyond War, which is at worldbeyondwar.org, and I'm a co-founder of that organization, started up about 6 years ago, and we've got allies and chapters all over the country, including New York State. We love working with the great peace activists who are trying to stop the drone piloting at Hancock Air Base, and the good work that people are doing all over the United States and many other countries trying to scale back militarism and wars and weapons dealing.
Now, in recent weeks, got a number of emails about a proposal by Senator Sanders to cut the military budget by 10%. But looking at one of your websites, I noticed that Congresswoman Lee and about 20 other congresspeople, including AOC and others from New York, we're actually calling for a much bigger cut, around $350 billion. How is that going?
Well, that's a resolution in the House of Representatives that has got a couple of dozen co-sponsors, and hopefully many more when Congress gets back from its vacation. But if your Congress member is not on there, give them a call or go to rootsaction.org and click a button to send them an email and get them on board with that. The U.S. military budget is enormous. It's well over half of all of the money that the Congress decides what to do with each and every year. So you have less than half the budget for everything else: disease, pandemics, education, transportation, parks, recreation, everything you imagine the government does. And this is wildly different from other countries around the world, and wildly different from years gone by. This budget has been growing astronomically. And if you take the Pentagon plus the nuclear weapons in the Energy Department plus the militarization in the State Department and the Homeland Security Department, and you add it all up, it's well over $1 trillion a year. So while many people have come to recognize there's too much money in police and prisons at the local and state level, it's actually a very small amount of what those governments do. Whereas militarism is the majority of what the federal government does. And so to not cut 10%, but move 10% of the Pentagon's budget to urgent human needs and environmental needs, that's the least that could be done at this moment.
Now, you mentioned the issue of defund the police, and I noticed you had a couple of posts about, the defund the police movement should lead to defund the military. And I assume that also includes the whole fact that so much of the, military hardware is now being shipped to our local police forces.
Well, there are all kinds of interlocking relationships between militarism and police. There are militaries, including the U.S. military and the Israeli military, giving trainings to local police departments in the United States. There are private companies giving military-style police trainings to police departments. There are military weapons and military-style weapons being shunted off by the Pentagon, that has more weapons than it knows what to do with, to local police, and other sources of military weapons to local police. And so you have this attitude reinforced by the fact that so many local police are recent veterans of the U.S. military, that begins to see the public as a wartime enemy rather than as someone to be served by the local police. And so there's a problem with militarization of U.S. culture, and it impacts the police. And when people stop and say, well, let's spend our money more wisely, let's have people who are experts at traffic and experts at addiction and experts at mental health and experts at solving neighborhood disputes instead of these armed troops assigned to every duty, the very same logic applies to foreign relations. There is even less sense in sending armed troops to deal with every problem around the globe, and it costs us vastly more money.
A couple of weeks ago, the House Democrats on the Pelosi came out with their 450 or so page climate plan. Certainly some activists raise the issue that they really don't seem willing to confront the fossil fuel industry in terms of putting an immediate halt to it. But you raise the issue that they also don't really want to confront the military aspect of climate change.
Oh, absolutely not. Not in the slightest. You can say they're now willing to spend more than they were before, faster than they were before, go after fossil fuels a little more concretely, a little less vagueness, a little less nuclear energy and biofuels and so forth. But on militarism, it's 100% forward. You've got these military bases all over the globe. For example, to take one piece of U.S. military spending, you've got bases in these dictatorships and so-called democracies around the globe, propping them up, 1,000 or so military bases, that you could save at least $100 billion by cutting them back in the worst places on the earth. And instead of proposing to even consider closing a single base, you have this climate crisis plan from the Democratic Party in Congress that says we're going to require that each of these bases start manufacturing renewable energy on site. so that it will become a less environmentally destructive system. But how is that an efficient plan for an urgent transformation to sustainable practices, to give an institution that's skilled and trained only in killing and destruction a mandate to create renewable energy in all these little thousand spots around the globe, rather than doing it efficiently in the United States and aiding other countries in doing it in their countries? It makes absolutely no sense unless your top priority is militarism.
Now, also looking at one of your websites, I noticed that I guess it's Saturday, July 18th, is Peace Stock. How can people participate in Peace Stock?
You know, it's wonderful that all these events have gone virtual. I mean, there's the downside, but the upside, if you go to worldbeyondwar.org and you click on upcoming events, or you type in /events, you'll find a huge list of events, almost all of which are free and open to anyone anywhere on earth who can get on a computer. So there's been this great event for decades, up in Wisconsin called Peace Stock, where they have some terrific speakers and activists and performers, and this year it will be online, as many of these things have become online. So, I will be one of the many speakers at that event. But check out all of the dozens of events, and add anywhere missing on the World Beyond War website.
Now we have about a minute and a half left. I'm going to ask a two-part question. Neither one giving you adequate time. A couple of weeks ago, there was a real skirmish between China and India along their border. It seems to have died down. Is this something we should be watching? And if people want to follow your work, what are the best ways to do that?
Absolutely. It's something we should be watching. We should also be watching the United States and China, and the United States and Iran, and the United States and Russia. And we should be watching Syria, and we should be watching Afghanistan and Iraq. There are hotspots all over the globe, and there needn't be. There needs to be a global ceasefire, as the United Nations Secretary General has called for. You can catch up with me at worldbeyondwar.org and rootsaction.org, as well as my own website, davidswanson.org. I might mention that if you go to rootsaction.org and you click that button to tell your senators and your representative to move 10% of the military budget out, you can also encourage them to move $350 billion out. And that more serious ask helps make the lesser ask seem more reasonable. And there's going to be a vote, we think, in the coming days in both houses of Congress. And we're going to have everyone on record whether they think we can move a mere 10% of that gargantuan budget to human and environmental needs, or we need to leave every penny of it in death and destruction. It will be an unprecedented, at least in recent decades, occasion to get these people on record. So send your emails, make your phone calls.
I want to thank David Swanson, World Beyond War, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.